One of the worst ones is how companies can come into town and, you know, get investment corporations and so on can come into town and get tax breaks and all this, and we can't see who is who the partners are. All those buildings, the new apartments that are going in town, we don't know who the partners are to those. We just get a name of a company, of an investment company, and their lawyer as a contact. For all we know, Birch and Dobies could be investors in that, and they could be voting to line their own pockets. I'm not saying they are. I'm just saying we can't see whether they are or not, and that's a problem. We definitely should be able to see who all of the partners in investments are. Mm-hmm. We should also be able to see every dollar of investment. We should be able to see on one sheet just what we invest in a project downtown, including purchasing the property, clearing the property, you know, prepping it. We pay for all that. How much they pay for, they buy it from us for. How much their tax abatements are going to equal over whatever period of time, 20 years or whatever they get their tax abated for. And then if it's a deal where we're supposed to make out by the income tax, like in the apartments, you know, the market rate apartments downtown, the deal, our part of the deal is the income tax that we gain, then we should be able to see an estimate of how much we can anticipate. So I'm talking about a whole return on investment